The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 11 minutes after 6, they got him. Yep, they finally got him. They got him. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. Yes, Donald Trump, innocent man. I think we pretty much know that, of course, innocent of the crimes, the so-called crimes that were stated yesterday. Not really surprised, though. I had a friend of mine, Matt, you know, Matt from Grants Pass, who checks in every now and then, and we always talk a lot about financial news normally and things like that. So he calls me up and he says, so what are you thinking? What are you thinking about this? And I have, I'm more concerned about what it leads to than what it actually does to former President Trump, you know, this conviction on all 34 of these faked up, trussed up crimes. You know, things that were misdemeanors that were magically through lawfare turned into felonies, 34 felonies. He could tactically go to prison for 136 years, you know, 4 years on each count. Nobody's talking about, I don't think anyone's really thinking that former President Trump goes to prison. I get concerned what happens later or where this may, what this might trigger. I'm kind of in January 6th mode once again, and because former President Trump's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. In fact, my gosh, the fundraising practically broke down. The people just writing him checks like crazy. The funding has just gone absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. I'm not convinced, though, that it will actually be the help that the Democrats were hoping for. I think this is more like, I think one blogger termed it a boomerang. You know, you throw the boomerang and the boomerang comes back and smacks you in the forehead. And I thought, yeah, I kind of like this. But what concerned me most about the Trump verdict, and I'm happy to take your calls on this, by the way, too, 770-5633. I don't have anything all that unique about it. I think we're all kind of feeling the same way about this, generally speaking. Whether you love the guy, you're okay with the guy, or you hate the guy, it was a sham political trial. That's just it. And I'm most concerned about the rule of law in this country, because one of the things that that made the United States special, what made America great, was the fact that, you know, you'd go up into the justice system and everybody had a right of being judged by a jury of your peers, and you're able to contest the evidence being presented against you, and the judge was going to be honest and the prosecutors were going to be honest. It wasn't like Cuba. It wasn't like, you know, the corrupt Soviet Union trials in which we would just, present the man and we'll present the trial. It was never one of those things. We were different. We always talked about, we're proud to be an American because at least we know we're free. And if we weren't going to be free, if they were going to put us in prison, there was going to be, you know, a pretty fair justice system. I mean, there's always been some little bits of corruption and problems. We've seen those stories because we're human. You know, we're human. But to me, it's the corrosion of the respect of our institutions. Yet another institution down in flames. Public schools, trust in public schools, down in flames. Trust in the state government of Oregon, down in flames. Absolutely. Trust in the medical system after COVID, down in flames. Trust in the justice system between the summer of love, January 6th, and now the Trump trial, down in flames too. And I get concerned about where the how you hold together a country that doesn't have trusts in its institutions any longer. I think we'll talk to Rick Manning about that, president of Americans for Limited Government, you know, the D.C. swamp update. How do you hold that together when there is so little common ground uniting these different peoples? It used to be, though, that we all agreed, all right, you went into a trial and it was a fair situation. Even if people didn't like you, you could still get a fair trial. Well, that's just obviously not the case here. There's no way. This was predetermined. And this is what I was telling Matt. A predetermined outcome. It was essentially a predetermined outcome. And this is like so much of the entrenched lefty communist party, communist sort of intrusions that we've been fighting here for years in the state of Oregon and here in Southwest Oregon. You know, the same kind of things like, predetermined outcomes on dam removals, predetermined attacks on the counties, which we were able to beat back. But boy, we had to work hard, to do that. Let's burn down the forests and call it forest restoration. We wouldn't want to log anything. Predetermined outcome, we're going to have to burn. Dances with Wolves, professional arsonists. All you have to do is just say Native American. Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to burn the forest. I don't know. But yeah, I know that's, but it's all kind of the same thing with former President Trump, too. It was a predetermined outcome. That jury might as well have been part of the consensus process. That we're all sitting around here arguing about resource management plans. Or what we're going to do on the Rogue River and so much more. My number one concern, though, is that as you can continue to corrode the rule of law, is there any chance in your mind you think this could be designed to provoke the right into doing something that would justify a crackdown? That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of in January 6th mode again. Because when people figure out that you don't have a fair shake in the system, they start making their own fair shakes outside of the law. Any thoughts on that? We can talk about it. 770-563-3770-KMED. The one thing I would guarantee you is that if this had been a beloved leftist politician that had been run through a trial like what happened with former President Trump yesterday, if a leftist had been treated that way in New York City, New York City would be on fire this morning, and we would be talking about how the buildings are being burned and torched in and all the peaceful protests. That I can guarantee you. All right? 770-5633, you can join in. This is the Bill Myers Show. Rick Manning coming up. We'll also have Mr. Outdoors, Greg Roberts, and we'll kick things around there on the Outdoor Report and seeing where things are going. John Ball requested some time. He's the mayor of Shady Cove. And he kind of accused me of just being all in on the jet boats. I'll read his email, but we'll talk with him about it at 7:32 this morning. I'll give him a bite of the apple. Dwayne Junker has read the state revenue forecast and all the state economic forecast reports, and he did it so you don't have to. He took the bullet, and he'll talk about Oregon's financial future. We'll have him on, too.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 crew cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 crew cab. Whew, I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
Hi, I'm Lamont Morley's, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
20 minutes after 6, 770-5633, Find Your Phone for Find Your Phone Friday. John Ball wrote me, and we'll talk with him about an hour from now. He's the mayor of Shady Cove. And they had one of those Oregon Kitchen Table group get-togethers yesterday over at the middle school. And he wrote me, and he said, hey, Bill, nice turnout at the OKT meeting. This is the Oregon Kitchen Table meeting. And my concern about this, folks, as you know, is that it's this continuing push for consensus process type of things. But anyway, yeah, is there any way to get through to your show to talk tomorrow? I have listened to you bash us as elites and trying to lock people out of the rogue. You could not be more wrong, and I would love to give you the honest input of what this means up here. Where you don't live, and I'm sure don't spend much time fishing or recreating. Just say by lumping this issue in with the BS from the liberal left is just looking for clicks. John, I don't have clicks for one thing, but I'll ignore that for right now. But I'm very disappointed in your attempt to vilify saving and protecting a valuable resource and environment of the upper rogue is very disappointing. So anyway, I wrote back to him. I said, okay, we can talk at 7:30. This whole idea of protecting and saying that somehow, and this is something that I've received, which is very common, folks. I've received many, I would see people even on the Facebook feed that are saying, oh, the river is being destroyed by the jet boats, destroyed by the jet boats. And I'm thinking to myself, self, wait a minute. We have environmental gangrene types that go out there and sue for just the tiniest environmental infractions. So how is it all of a sudden there are permits for the jet boats on the upper rogue? We also have jet boats down, you know, lower, you know, Grants Pass, Hellgate and things like that. And they're not talking about the river being destroyed there. What makes the upper rogue so unique that it's being destroyed by this? Oh, and it's destroying the salmon. And it's wait a minute, guys. Gangrene has sued everything out of existence here in Southwest Oregon. So many businesses, whether it's timber, whether it's mining, all sorts of other things. If the jet boats, and I'm going to talk to Mayor Ball about this in an hour. If the jet boats are truly destroying everything, where are the lawsuits? Where are the lawsuits and the people that are saying, look, these salmon beds are destroyed, this and that? Everything is anecdotal, as far as I'm telling. And he's right, I don't live on the river. But you can't help but notice that there is a certain amount of complaints coming from people who moved in and bought property. And there is, I believe, and I'll be willing to listen to him, you know, about this, because I don't have an axe to grind against John. But, you know, when I see these consensus processes brought in and everything about it still ends up promoting the potential of lockouts, when we know that the left's whole view is to lock normal people out of activity on this and to eventually blow those dams. We know this. So anything which might help it over time under the guise of protecting it, I'm a little suspicious of, okay? I will knee-jerk and wanting to be very careful about this first, okay? And if there is truly environmental destruction, where are your lawyers and lawsuits? Forget the Oregon kitchen table thing. Where are the lawsuits if it's truly destroying the river? The state of Oregon doesn't even seem to think that it's destroying the river. So why are people saying this? Or maybe it's because, well, it's destroying your, you know, perfectly quiet time in which people who live on the Rogue River think that they own the Rogue River. Well, we'll see. We'll talk with that about the mayor, Shady Cole. We'll kick it around, okay? It's 6:25. Let me go to line two. Hello, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill, Tom, and Talon.
Tom, take it away. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, you spoke of trust in government. I've considered our federal government a captured criminal organization since the 70s.
Yep, you've made that pretty clear quite often.
And our mass mind of America has long been captured by the billionaires, all the mass media and everything. It's controlled by billionaires, and I think the mass media has basically made the American people insane. And so, as a group, as a government, it's insane. And we have the Pam Marshes, the Jeff Goldens, the Alan Jernays. I see these people as basically severely brainwashed, and they're leading us towards World War III. And, you know, reality has a way of changing beliefs, but I wonder if the bombs are falling all around them, if the only response to Jeff Golden as such is going to be, whoops, we made a mistake. By that time, of course, it's too late.
Well, when the bombs are falling around us, then it would be like, oh, what is this going to do about climate change? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
you know, if only we had stopped one or two more Dodge Ram pickups, we could have saved the planet. But anyway, appreciate the point. Thank you for that. Let me go to Dave. Hey, Dave, you wanted to weigh in on former President Trump's show trial verdict there, guilty on all counts.
Yeah, well, as everybody knows, I went through a rubber stamp court, and I can just imagine the amount of money they spent on those kangaroo courts and security and all that. It's just got to be astronomical. But I'm thinking maybe we should conduct an embargo on the state of New York and the city of New York. Don't buy anything from any company in New York. Dump your stocks and put it in gold. I would buy as much gold as you could handle, which with the limited resources, that's what I'm doing.
The thing being, I don't know, did the stock market convict Donald Trump? I don't know how.
But they provide a lot of funding to New York.
Now, to leftist politicians. Yeah, that could be. Okay, good point there. Do you have an American flag?
No, I don't.
I have an American flag. I don't have a bracket. I haven't put it on the house yet to do it. But I'm thinking about doing something and just putting the flag upside down. What would you think about
that?
That's
a good one.
Yeah. All right. Just let them know. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Hello? Hi.
Your last comment there to Dave regarding the flag took me in a different direction from the reason I was calling.
Well, the reason I said this is that, remember, the flag being flown upside down is a nation in distress. And arguably, with that trial yesterday, I think we are.
Judge Alito. Samuel Alito, I believe, is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He, and it could have been his wife, I don't recall.
I believe it was his wife that was flying that flag or the symbol. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. Anyway, it just reminded me of that little story.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, hey, I would say do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, maybe people will wonder, you know, why you have it upside down, and you can educate them.
Yeah, everyone else that's just going through the world half sleepwalking, going to work and things like that. Oh, I don't have to pay attention about politics because the United States is being run by the best of the elite. We have nothing to worry about here in Oregon. All right.
You know, regarding the river bill and the jet boat, I don't know who the guy is that you were talking about who, you know, contacted you or whatever. All I know is this. These people who are worried about the jet boats are the same people probably who have no problem with giving you a COVID shot and, you know, the whole COVID conspiracy or whatever they call it.
Well, some may be that way, not all. I'm not ascribing those motivations to the mayor of Shady Cove. I guess my concern, though, is we always hear... And people were even commenting on my show last night that people, it's destroying the Rogue River. And it's like, wait a minute. Gangrene sues over everything. It sues over fake environmental crimes and gets its way in court. If there really is destruction going on there in the river, wouldn't they be suing over it and bringing their scientist and my scientist will beat up your scientist if that's true?
Yeah. I agree with you, Bill. And so the real question there is, what's the motivation? If they're not suing, and if it must not be a real big issue, so why is the jet boats, what are they doing that's causing so much damage?
Well,
we could say that people going out camping is causing a lot of damage, too.
That's right. You're disturbing some flora in the fauna things like that. And you know, you sit there and you have your boots on and you're digging up a little bit of the ground, you know, that kind of thing. And gosh, yeah. it washes in the Rogue River ultimately, and then destroys the salmon beds, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, Bill. But you have a good day, and I appreciate the time.
Yep. Appreciate you calling in, Jerry the Bull. I'll grab one more here, too. Good morning, KMED, KCMD.
Hello.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
I've been a lot better. I don't swim in the river anymore. I'm too old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't boat on the river. I don't fish. But why in the hell destroy it? And have they ever thought about the fact all this environmental shit is changing the weather, making it bad?
Hmm.
Or is that just the commies destroying America?
Now, are you so do you think the jet boats are destroying the river? Why are we destroying it?
No, they're not destroying the river. It's the idiots that are wanting to destroy America that are wanting to destroy everything. And I think possibly they're changing the weather and destroying the country with the weather.
Hmm. Okay.
Have you ever thought of that one?
I can't say I've ever. In other words, they set up the reason to then intervene with their desired political outcome of 15-minute cities, and you don't have a car, and you'll be eating bugs, and you won't own anything, but you'll be happy, right? You know that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Gene, even though it wasn't Conspiracy Theory Thursday, always an interesting talk, all right? 6:33, and we're going to continue this conversation. Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. We'll get his take on it. You know, everybody has a hot take, but, you know, to me, it's just, you know, a national outrage. But I was totally expecting the outrage. At best, I was thinking, maybe a hung jury, especially the way the jury instructions were handled there in the end. There's some legal eagle that was on this morning with Gordon Deal before I came on. And he was talking about, oh, yeah, the trial was run really, really well. The judge ran a tight ship. But it's just like, I got to tell you, you talk about the people that TDS, that, hey, as long as you have the proper political outcome, rule of law be damned, I essentially think is what was going on around here. Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
The best technology should make the world more beautiful, life more rewarding, and pull people closer. And the very best tech does all this without harming the planet. TimberTech decking, the best performing, longest lasting, and most lifelike look of real wood. Because the best deck naturally comes from the best tech. TimberTech, go against the grain. Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Don't miss out.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Americans are reacting to the Trump guilty verdict. Former president convicted of all 34 felony counts in the New York criminal trial. It doesn't seem the verdict will change many minds among Trump's supporters and detractors. Mr. Trump says it was a show trial staged in one of the bluest locales in the country, presided over by a partisan judge. We'll be hearing more from Mr. Trump later this morning. He's to hold a news conference at Trump Tower. The Biden administration's reaction, no one is above the law. President Biden has given Ukraine a go-ahead to use American weapons to strike military targets inside Russia that are used to attack Ukraine's second largest city. Police call it an ambush. A Minneapolis police officer is dead, killed while providing medical care to a man, then turned around and shot him. Wall Street stocks opening higher this morning. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating.
And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-4214. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-4214. That's 800-575-4214.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Rick Manning pulling off the freeway. We'll get him on here in just a moment, but Vicki, you wanted to weigh in on the conversation that I was having. I just happened to mention to a listener, I said, well, how about flying the flag upside down? What happened with you the other day in the flag, huh?
Well, actually, I had my grandpa's flag that was 75 years old, and it was time to be replaced, so I took it to the domiciliary. They disposed of it respectfully. I stopped at the Army Surplus store and got one from America, made in America. And
wow, I'm impressed that there's actually an American-made flag. That's progress. Okay, good.
Well, it was sitting next to the China ones, and I was like, oh. Hell no, give me America.
Okay.
So I brought it home, and I put it on the pole, and I was getting ready to put it on. I don't have a thing to hang it either, so I just strap it to a fence post. And so anyways, my brother-in-law was here from Idaho, and he was like, did you know your flag is upside down? And I just went, oh, crap. So I put it on right, and I hung it. And now, after listening to your comment this morning, I'm thinking, damn, maybe I should just, like, turn it back upside down.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering if there was something subconscious going on with you when you originally was, we're hanging your flag then. Makes you wonder.
So bizarre, because I've had flags, other flags, and I've never even, I've always put them on right. And this time it was, I see a lot of flags flying in the Applegate, and I think if we all turned our flags upside down, it would definitely make a statement. I'm just glad, I just didn't want to be like down with America, because that's what I thought it was. It was being disrespectful to America, but actually, we're in pretty bad distress, so I think that would make a big statement.
Yeah, they were making a big deal about Alito's wife doing that. Because, like, this is the alt-right, is it? No, it's a well-known symbol of when a nation is in crisis. That's what we do. And I appreciate your call, all right? Thank you very much, Vicki. Oh, boy, Rick Manning is standing by.
Wow. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, because I don't want to see. I'm not told.
The D.C. Swamp Update with Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, DailyTorch.com. Rick, boy, You say, though, on Daily Torch that the Democrats should have been hoping for an acquittal, right? But they got a conviction instead.
Yeah, I think that, well, if you really look at this politically, it's a... it's going to be... there's really no excuse for anybody who cares about this country and understands what's going on to not only go out to vote, but to get every single person that they know to either register, or if they're already registered, to make sure they vote. About 30% of the people who are registered to vote don't bother to vote. And it's time. And a lot of them are people who are disgruntled, disenchanted, people who have, you know, kind of a lot of military, former military and the like.
Yeah. Isn't there a case to be made that with this kind of anger over the Trump trial, the conviction, that anger is an intense motivator for people who may not have otherwise voted?
100%. It's one of the reasons why why in the midterm elections, the party that's opposite the president tends to win, because the people who voted for the president are, you know, tend to say, okay, well, my side's, we're doing some good stuff, blah, 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 and they're less focused. And the people who don't agree with the stuff that's going on are motivated and angry, and hence they tend to come out in greater numbers with more intensity. So that is that's one of the reasons that phenomenon exists. Anybody who is, I hate to use the term paying attention, because I've got a good friend from like elementary school who we've kept up with, who like completely disagrees on this, and it's, I'm having to reevaluate his intelligence, but but by and large, anybody who's paying attention should be shocked to their core and understand that what's happened in the last yesterday, what's been happening with lawfare, runs counter to everything America has stood for 240 plus years.
And that's where I'm coming from too. And I was mentioning to folks a little earlier here, Rick, President Trump is going to be fine. All right. President Trump is, I doubt very highly, is going to be given any prison time, even if this were to be fail on appeal. All right.
34 counts on felonies is a big deal. That is a big deal.
No, that is a big deal. I'm not trying to downplay that.
Listen,
all right?
I don't believe, I just fundamentally don't believe that's true, what you said.
You don't, huh?
They are going to put him in jail. That is what they're going to do. That's what they want to do. They're going to put him in the same jail system that they stuck Jeffrey Epstein in. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, anything bad's going to happen, but we know there's a history of bad stuff happening there. When the cameras get turned off, this is a dangerous, dangerous situation. And when somebody will go to this length to try to disqualify somebody from being president of the United States, and believes in their hearts that as Robert De Niro said in front of the courthouse, that if Donald Trump's elected, it will be the last election we ever have, and it will be the end of the world. That's what De Niro said. That's what the Biden campaign said through him. If they believe that, and I've seen no evidence that they don't because of the extreme measures they've taken and the abuse of power they've engaged in, it's unreasonable to assume that they're not going to put him in jail, because they believe it is in the interest of the country, as they see it, that Donald Trump be stopped by all means.
Okay, if Donald Trump is stopped by all means here, here is, I was looking at it as a danger for the country for perhaps a different reason than you were looking at it for as a danger to the country, all right? Because I'm looking at this as it's not about Trump as much as it is, let's poke the right and get a nice violent response, get some peaceful protest, except we'll call it violent, you know, this time. Because let's be honest, okay, let's be honest about this, because if it wasn't Donald Trump and it was Joe Biden, let's say, or maybe if it was Barack Obama that was being threatened with being thrown in jail, all right, if it was something like that, New York City would already be burning right now, okay? You understand
that? There's no doubt. There's no doubt, and I think you're I think you're right in that analysis as well, that this is a, clearly an attempt to incite people to take actions which justify...
Well, you know, the same kind of situation in which, the FBI ends up gathering a bunch of Yahoos together in Michigan,
but
right?
All they really have to do is justify. They thought the situation is so volatile that we can't do in-person elections.
Yep.
And so we're going to go back to mail ballots. Okay. Mm-hmm. And all they have to do is make that justification based upon the quote unquote threat, ignoring the fact that the threat that's existed in this for the past 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 months, has been from the left with a combination of the Islamic terrorists and the Antifa terrorists taking over campuses and threatening everybody with physical harm. So that is ignoring that basic fact because that's inconvenient to them that their allies are the ones who are actually committing the violence. But that's I think you're right. I think this would be, the left would desperately like to use this as a means to take back control of the elections into a system that they know how to manipulate.
Because it is always about the revolution. Remember that, right?
No, absolutely.
It's always about the revolution. It's not really about Joe Biden. It's not about Kamala Harris. It's always about what will further the revolution.
There's no doubt. And I will tell you anybody wants to read my raw, kind of really, really raw response. They're up on Daily Torch. I had a statement I put out that was very short and that's on Get Liberty and Daily Torch. You have the longer response that was just 800 words of me just being mad.
But you talk about this, though, how it threatens constitutional order.
100%.
And you're right.
It does.
And you're absolutely right about this. Right.
I'm going to put it into the most basic terms. And this is something we know is occurring. Right now, I can tell you without any fear of being contradicted that there are people who normally would give money to support conservative causes or support the Trump campaign who are saying, I'm not going to risk my business by doing that because I'll end up with an OSHA crew going over my business. I'll end up with my taxes being this, getting a fine tooth comb. I'll end up with an FBI raid. And so they're being the people who have the dollars to be able to fund any attempt to legally push back are being intimidated about that. And it is, and quite honestly, it's a decision not to put your company or your family's livelihood at risk is not an irrational one. But our country wouldn't exist if there hadn't been 56 people, men of means, who decided to sign onto a document, knowing full well that signing onto that document was likely signing onto their own death warrant. And to take on the biggest, the most powerful military in the world and declare their independence based on a principle. The principle, all men are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights.
And also equality before the law is how
equality
this
equality before the law. Absolutely. And it is and that is the DNA of our country. That has been the engine that drives this country, has made this country exceptional because it's the only country that's actually based on that principle. And on the idea of individual empowerment, not government power, rights coming from God and individual empowerment. It's the only country in the world that was founded on that principle. And that's the principle that's under attack. That's the principle that when Joe Biden talks about it, he's battling for the soul of America. The soul of America is at stake because Joe Biden believes that rights come from government, just as Ketanji Brown Jackson stated when she was concerned that the First Amendment might get in the way of government censoring people. You know, they believe that rights come from government. Whatever you can do, whatever the government says you can do, you are effectively a slave of the government, not that the government works for you. That's the fundamental difference. And the Trump trial and conviction shows that they will go to any extreme to try to win the battle for the soul of America. And what we have to do is we have to be smart enough to figure out how to beat their brains in at the ballot box and beat them so badly that they can't cheat to win. Just destroy them, utterly and completely destroy them at the ballot box, because if we can do that, then we will demonstrate clearly that America rejects them, and they'll go back in their hidey hole where they belong, these despicable people. They'll go back in their hidey hole until they can reemerge another time when they think they can take over the country. But this, you know, it's said so often, and but that's where I came down. I 6 months ago started a federal PAC to be able to get involved with a couple of the kind of seminal elections that existed state and or at least federal congressional level. And I did so because I figured we would have to be in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and I think that's the only game that's going to matter right now
So you try to beat them at the election office or at the election box. Okay.
There's two choices here. And
yeah,
I choose the election mode if it's proven that mode doesn't work.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now is that I think if the judge does put Trump in jail, what was it, 2 or 3 days before the Republican convention?
Yeah.
All right. If that happens, then I think that the guerrillas go hot. I really do. I think you're going to start seeing that. And I would say that happily.
I'm just going to say unequivocally that if we have that kind of systemic breakdown, this country is over. And it's not over because, you know, one side's right, one side's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's over because
they broke the process.
We've just been infiltrated by about 3 million military-age men from places that don't like us because of the current administration's decision to allow them to come into our country. And it is all the pieces have been put into place that people who can, foreign entities like China, have the capacity to rip us asunder from within and never have to fire a shot.
Well, yeah, we've been poisoned by, well, think about the poison in our political veins from just TikTok. Just TikTok.
100%. Those are all, that's all there, but they've put their army in place on our streets. So, you know, understand that is a, providing the justification for them to activate that army is the real danger. And we have to, and I still believe that there are enough Americans who understand what's going on and are concerned about it and are, quite honestly, pretty frightened about it, that we will be able to bring them together as a solid fist to destroy this at the ballot box. And once again, we can't win by 3%. We have to win by 7%. Mm. But that's the burden that's put on us.
You have to win beyond the margin of the available cheat.
Of theft.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The available
of
cheat.
And and truthfully, I'm not just talking about 2020. That's always been true. So I've always, you know, I watched the Democrats get the 60th vote in Barack Obama's in 2009, when we won the election, the Senate election in Minnesota, and they just kept recounting the votes and finding new votes until they got ahead, and then they stopped counting.
And it's really nothing new. Election theft. And by the way, election theft is nothing new. You can even go back to, my gosh, when I was a kid, 1960, with Nixon and Kennedy. Everybody knows that Joe Kennedy ended up buying the Democrat machine in Chicago. And that's what led to JFK.
Everybody, and, you know, not to be too blithe about it, but Richard Nixon, who the Democrats destroyed through Watergate and spent their whole time attacking him because he exposed Alger Hiss in the 50s and the fact that the Marxists had taken over our State Department. Richard Nixon could have challenged the 1960 election with good cause.
And he chose not to. I remember reading about how he chose not to because he didn't think that the country could survive that that distrust.
And we're in the middle of a Cold War, and we could not be weakened by that when the international balance of power between the Soviet Union and the United States was at stake. He put the country and the cause of freedom ahead of his own personal ambition. And the Democrats, 13 years later, overturned a 49-state win by Richard Nixon.
I remember that.
Through the Watergate scandal. And that is so just understand, they look at the world through a lens that power is the most important thing you can attain, no matter how you attain it. And we look through the lens that freedom is the most important thing you can attain.
But if you're looking through the lens of freedom is the most important thing you can obtain, you don't keep it without the power. And that's where I think the right goes, well, look at how the Republicans have played the game in Washington, D.C. right now. They're always the Washington Generals to the Harlem Globetrotters, always winning that game from the Democratic side, usually, more often than not. And
I wish they played as well as the Generals.
Okay, so the Generals played better than the Republicans. Great.
You're denigrating the Generals. They may sue you for defamation.
Okay.
I wrote about this before. I think we even talked about it. There are different points of view within the Republican elites, the elected Republican class. And many of the elected Republican class, Mitch McConnell wing, believe that everything's going fine. You know, no need to pay any attention. If these radical, you know, Donald Trump supporters just kept complaining, it's all the system's just working fine. Pay no attention to the broken glass everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of the McConnell wing, the Romney wing. And they're predominant in the elected class because if you're an elected official, things are going pretty good for you.
Okay, so let me ask you then. You talk about beat them at the election. So what's the point of returning more people to the McConnell wing dominant in the Republican Party? What does that accomplish?
Well, first of all, the McConnell wing is going to be challenged because McConnell's effectively not going to be the leader anymore. Mm. And so the money flow that comes from McConnell to get elected in the Senate is not going to exist and not going to be controlled by one person. So that the Senate is up for grabs in terms of the hearts and minds of the Senate. So that matters. It matters if you're going to get, four, five, six new senators in, seven new senators in, you change the balance of power in the Republican conference in the Senate. So that's just a practical political thing. On the House side, you have to get more than one vote majority. I mean, you have to have a 15-20 vote majority, and then you have to have.
So it takes a 15-20 vote majority to really behave as if you have a majority. Then, okay.
Well, on the Republican side, on the Republican side, and I don't want to get. I mean, this is the swamp update, so I'll give you the swamp answer. the Democrats are monolithic, but Nancy Pelosi had manipulated a tremendous amount of power as Speaker because during COVID, what she did is she allowed people to vote by proxy. And so what happened was the Democrat delegation, many people in the Democrat delegation were supposed to be back here representing their constituents, which never came to D.C. They just stayed back in the district the whole time. And they gave Nancy Pelosi their vote and said, vote it however you want to.
Hmm.
They abdicated their vote to the speaker. So consequently, the speaker, when you're walking in with 100 votes in your pocket, it's a heck of a lot easier to get stuff done than if you're walking in with 12. And that's so because of that system that Pelosi put into effect because of COVID, ostensibly, she had ironclad control over her conference.
Johnson does not have that.
Johnson doesn't have any control over his conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, once again, since it's a Swamp Update, I can't reiterate this point enough. The political arm of the Speaker's office is run by McCarthy's people, not by Johnson's people. Okay? Every single committee chair was appointed by McCarthy, not Johnson. Johnson has of the levers of power, he doesn't have any of them in terms of the normal way you can deal with people who are running amok. And so what he has is, hey, guys, I didn't ask for this job. You elected me. Would you let me do it? I mean, that's essentially what he has.
Oh, boy.
He has the threat that the Democrats will take over if things go too far awry. So he's got that threat. But he's already effectively had to do a deal with the Democrats to keep the job. So I still think there's some things that can be done through the Speaker's office. I am working with them to try to get some things done.
Yeah, but you had mentioned before how what your real agenda is getting them ready for 2025.
Absolutely.
About getting a governing majority. And on that note, we draw we draw one of the swampiest swamp updates to a close today. All right,
sorry,
my friend?
I wish I could go and give you positive stuff, but I have to tell you, I'm really glad we didn't talk last night. So
I couldn't handle it last night either. It's just like, okay, they convicted him. I knew they were going to convict him. It was either going to be a conviction or a hung jury. There was not going to be any found innocent. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I still have this little bit of naivety. I guess it's how I can survive in this town.
Uh-huh.
And I still believe that it was so incredible that they could possibly convict him that they might have found one or two good people in the city of New York who would be honest.
Yeah, but in the current milieu, Rick, all justice is political. It is all political right now, and we have to face that reality.
One of the things I vowed this morning was that I was not going to say anything that caused Bill Meyer to not be on the air next Friday. I think I've accomplished that, and I think we need to get off the air while I still have.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right, Rick. DailyTorch.com. We'll talk next week, all right?